Genesis 39, verses 7 to 9. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" The experts say that if you want to get in good physical shape, you need to strengthen your core. This same principle is true when it comes to strengthening yourself spiritually. Joseph is someone who had a remarkably strong spiritual core. We see this expressed in the question he asked his master's wife in today's verse. "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" The interesting thing is that Joseph lived before Moses, long before the Ten Commandments were given. So when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, Joseph didn't have the seventh commandment to instruct him, saying, "You shall not commit adultery." Yet, somehow, Joseph knew instinctively that giving in to the request of Potiphar's wife was a sin against God. How did he know that? I believe he knew that because he had a deep and abiding love for God. Joseph knew God, and he had developed a strong spiritual core that helped him discern what would and wouldn't please God. How strong is your spiritual core? Like Joseph, you and I cannot overcome the temptations of this world without God's help, and God wants to help us. We need to get into God's Word and allow Him to help us develop a strong spiritual core. So today, commit to know Jesus. Be nourished by the relationship with Him and allow His Spirit to lead you. Please join us next week.